Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be, Psalm 1:3, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. Say his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Say, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. No matter how long it takes. In his season he shall prosper. Amen. There are lots of things to learn from Psalm 1. It's just 6 verses. But today, just up to the verse 3. And today I'm just capturing 2 things within the time we have. 1, everybody is a seed. Everybody at Glow Music is a seed. In your church, you're a seed. That is why you are planted, and you didn't plant yourself there. Somebody planted you there. God planted you there. How do we know? According to his word, it says that the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. So if you are called the righteous, if you are a believer, your steps being ordered, you were planted there. Now, after planting, there is the need for growth. You must grow. And you must not only grow, you must bear fruit. So when you are in an environment or you are in a ministry, you are not growing and bearing fruit, it's a problem. You must be planted. You are a seed. I am a seed in Glow Music Ministry. Nana Kwame is a seed. Kwabna Santi is a seed. Kofi is a seed. We are all seeds planted. We must grow and we must bear fruit. And God took his time, the psalmist here, using the first 2 verses to explain the environment within which you can grow. Because you can be in the ministry, you are not growing and bearing fruit. Hello. And it's not like an option, it is mandatory. It is mandatory. That's why in Matthew 4, when you spoke about the seeds, talking about the condition of the hearts of the people, taking the word of God, those who lose it, those that it germinates and flourishes, he was particular about talking about, because you see, that's why he cursed the fig tree, fruitlessness. You must grow and you must bear fruit. And he's telling you the things to stay and the people to stay away from. In summary, the environment to stay away from if you want to grow. And the environment to you must find yourself in if you want to grow and bear fruit in the ministry in which you are. So sometimes it's not even about the church. You can be in a blessed church, a blessed ministry, yet you are not fruitful. Because of your environment. And it describes clearly. So when you go home, when you read Psalm 1, check the first 2 verses and check the nature of the environment there. For some of you, waste time on unnecessary, give your emotions and your time on things that will make you fruitless. You actually invest your time into things that will make you fruitless. But you see, he says that by his delight is in the law of the Lord, and upon it he meditates day and night. And this is what will make you fruitful in the ministry. Kindly close your eyes with me wherever you are. When you delight in the law of God, you'll be like a tree planted by rivers of water. There's nothing called dryness in your life. You continually bring forth fruit in your season. Your leaf will never wither. Some have their leaves withering. Believers, yes, but their leaves withering. But your leaf will not wither because your delight. It's not like you delight in the law of God. It means that day and night, every time you are delighting in the word of God. Pray for that grace right now in the name of Jesus. The grace to delight in God's word. When you are singing his word. praying His word, fellowshipping in His word, sharing His word. When people encounter your presence, they encounter the word of God. In the name of Jesus, pray for that grace. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Kindly pick up your offerings, even as we are praying. Just pick up your offerings. In the name of Jesus. His delight shall be in the law of God. Upon it he meditates day and night. In the name of Jesus. Lastly, you are praying that anyone directed my way to draw my mind off the word of God, Lord, redirect in the name of Jesus. You need to pray. You are redirecting any distraction in the name of Jesus. Redirect any assigned distraction in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for tonight. Thank you for safe travel home for everybody. In Jesus' name, for all that you've done tonight, we give you the glory. Amen. Let's share the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us.